In Ukraine, a lot of people fear what might happen under Russian occupation. LGBTQ people are particularly worried. Inside Russia, they've faced persecution, even torture. For some, it's an added reason to flee the war. For others, though, it's a reason to stay and fight, as NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Western Ukraine.
A few weeks ago, Vlad Shast was sashaying in a slinky pink gown and thigh-high boots. Shast was working as a stylist and performing on the drag queen circuit in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. That was before the Russian invasion.
And now my life is like before and after. My life changed completely.
Now, Shast is talking to me on the phone while pushing a shopping cart from shop to shop in Kyiv, filling it with supplies for soldiers on the front lines.
Helping to provide the guys with thermal underwear, with socks, with warm clothes.
Like Shast is 26, eligible for conscription in Ukraine's army. Shast has not been called up, but volunteered instead for the Territorial Defense, a civilian corps that reports to the military. Shast is also pretty famous in Ukraine's queer scene. They identify as non-binary and say this war is not only for Ukrainian territory, it's for Ukrainian values. And LGBTQ folks may have more at stake.
The Russians have the list of LGBT activists in Ukraine and in Kyiv particularly.
That's Bohdan Zhuk, who thinks his name is probably on that list. He's an activist who fled his home in Kyiv for Western Ukraine at the start of the war, in part because of U.S. intelligence warnings that Russian forces might target gay Ukrainians specifically. They've done it before, in parts of eastern Ukraine that Russia has occupied since 2014. That's where Kirilo Samozdra grew up and joined a pride group online when he was in college.
It was just a normal day in the summer of 2019.
He was walking down the street one day in his hometown of Luhansk when Russian security agents accosted him.
I was interrogated. They took my phone, took passwords.
Samozdra says they tried to get him to inform on his fellow activists. Homosexuality is a criminal offense in Russian-occupied Luhansk. Samozdra refused and went into hiding and eventually fled to Kyiv, where homosexuality is legal and where gay life has thrived, especially in recent years. When a homophobic heckler interrupted a news conference by Volodymyr Zelensky in 2019, the president told the man to shut up and leave gay people alone. But when Zelensky announced wartime conscription, some LGBTQ Ukrainians fled the country.
I knew that if I stay, they will obligate me to serve in the military.
Bohdan Moroz is a designer from Kyiv whose company actually evacuated him to Berlin before conscription took effect. So he wasn't breaking the law by leaving. But he still feels conflicted because he believes this war is important for him.
I believe that Ukraine is a European country that have equal rights for everybody. So fighting for freedom now means fighting for LGBT people as well.
And that's why that drag performer Vlad Shast joined the Territorial Defense. And it sounds like it's going pretty well.
I am a legend in the Ukrainian queer scene. And you know, now I'm living with straight hetero men. And even they don't care now about my homosexuality because now we are united.
United in defending their country. Lauren Freyer, NPR News in Lviv Oblast, Ukraine.